This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Hey! all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. I hope you're ready for this. Hey, what a great Tuesday morning. It's kind of overcast a little bit. Thursday is 4th of July, so I hope everybody gets out and has a good time. I want everybody to be safe on the 4th. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side. 394-1190. So if you have anything that's worth talking about, give me a call, and we most certainly will talk about it. First place I want to go today, and it really, really pisses me off, is that Kamala Harris. You know, she's the U.S. Senator out of California who is running for president. And what I really, really don't like about her, and this is Bob Romanek, and I'm a proud white guy, not a racist, not against the proud black community. I'm against the niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies, and I don't give a damn who knows. But Kamala Harris, she's a daughter of an Indian woman and a Jamaican father. So that's Indian and Jamaican. She defines herself, she did down the road, defines herself as simply as an American. This was in some news articles we researched. But she only does that until it doesn't benefit her. Now it's going to benefit her to say that she's African American when she's half Indian and half Jamaican. Now, I know if you're Jamaican, you have dark skin and it makes you black, but that doesn't make you an African American. But now all of a sudden, she wants to be an African-American because African-Americans actually did Obama some real, real good back in the day when he ran for president. I think in 2012, he received 93% of the black vote in this great United States. Can you understand that, people? And again, that's not a racial comment. It's a real comment. 93% of the entire black community in 2012 voted for Barack Obama, 93%. And he said, I'm African American. He wasn't African American. His mother was white and his father was from Kenya. Doesn't make him an African American. Makes him an American whose mother was white and whose father was from Kenya. But all of a sudden, and he's no dummy, he's up in Chicago as an activist. Hey, it does me good to say
that I'm African American. Now, never once did I hear, and I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, somebody please call me and give me the information. Let me research it like I ask you good people to. And I will admit if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. But 93% voted for him in 2008. 2012. 95% voted for him in 2008. 95% of the black community voted for Barack Obama in 2008. Now, how many people are going to tell me that's not one of the most biased racial votes ever? If it had been 98% of the people would have voted for a white candidate, the white candidate would have got 98% of the white vote in this country. Hell, might as well make him a emperor or dictator. No, they don't talk that crap. But when it helps the black community out, when the black community thinks they can benefit from it, they definitely use it. But I just, after looking at all that information and researching what I did about President Trump back in the day, it just amazed me that nobody, they talked about it. Oh yeah, 93% of the vote Obama got in 2012 and 95% of the black vote in 2008 when he first ran for president. Nobody made a big to-do about that. Again, if it had been just the opposite, everybody would have had a problem. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Hi, Bob. I got a couple points to make. One was they were complaining about Trump pushing this tariff on these foreign countries and that our olive oil was going to triple. And then they said 5% of the olive oil was coming from the United States. So why aren't people just buying American? I don't understand why they got to never bring that point up about Trump. The second point is I watched the news this morning and they were talking about getting rifles to fight crime with the criminals with rifles. And these two lobotomized liberal women, I don't have enough adjectives, that have their head in the sand like all the liberals and think everything's cotton candy and unicorns, don't have a clue of what the gunpowder or what fighting against somebody with a 9mm pistol and they've got high power rifles. Evidently, these ladies, and I'm an ex-Marine, have never had a rifle in their hand in their whole life.
Thank you for your service, sir.
You're welcome, Bob. Why would they even interview two liberal lobotomized women like that on the news? I guess it's just basically to push their news, their fake news.
Yeah, well, that's what they want to do, Jim. It's all one-sided. You know, you can go to CSNBC, you can go to MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and you can tell the propaganda, Jim, can't you? Because you could tell on each of those stations, there's nothing. I don't think I've ever, and I could be wrong, but again, I don't think I am. I don't think I've ever listened to an article that complimented Trump on anything. Have you?
No. It's sickening. I mean, it's so obvious that it's fake. I started listening to you a couple of years ago because friends of mine kept telling me, asking me rather, if I'm on the radio station. They thought I was you because I've been a realist all my life.
Well, good. Good.
And that's what got me to listen to you. And I tell you, best thing that's ever happened, buddy. I can't thank you enough.
Well, Jim, thank you. Number one, thank you for your service to our great country, because without you and your fellow veterans fighting to give me the right to speak free and not go to jail, I wouldn't be here. So I want to thank you for that, and I want to thank you for being a true man who will call and give his opinion and not give a damn what anybody thinks, because that's what you fought for, everybody's right to have their own opinion.
I agree, Bob. Thank you very much.
Hey, Jim, you have a good day, and again, thank you for your great service to this great country of ours. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing in this world where people can fight, and they can fight for our rights, but then whenever you want to give your right, the people that you fought for and some who have died to give us that right, they get pissed off. You can't say that. You can't think that. Why? Well, because you don't think like me, and I think to myself, what kind of crap is that? I don't give a damn how you think, and I hope you don't give a damn how I think, because, see, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. We're family. We're family of the United States of America. Don't say you've never fought with family members. Hell, we fight with family members all the time. But nobody gets upset. Nobody gets upset until you don't agree with them. And as soon as you do not agree with them, it's your ass. And that's what really, really pisses me off. You can sit back, and as long as you agree with 99 things, everybody's fine. But that 100th thing that you say, hey, I'm sorry, I can't agree with that, then all of a sudden you're a no good son of a bitch, you're a rotten bastard. And it really pisses me off that people can think that nobody else but them can have an opinion. Now, maybe my opinion is not as good as yours in your mind, and maybe your opinion's not as good as mine in my mind, but I'll be damned. I'm not gonna fight and say you don't have the right to say what you want, because we never wanna have everybody think alike. What kind of country would that be if everybody thought alike, if everybody agreed with everybody, if everybody drove a red car or a green car? How boring would our life be? But it really pisses me off that as long as you go along, and it's primarily the liberal Democrats, not the rank and file Democrats, because the rank and file Democrats are all decent people, and I think they'll show us in 2020 that even though they're Democrats, they're going to vote for Trump because they see the positive direction that Trump is taking our country. But it amazes me. You read these articles, and I went through the internet, and this conservative journalist, he's Asian and he's gay, he was attacked by Antifa in Portland, Oregon yesterday. And they beat the hell out of him, give him all kind of crap, got scratches and bruises all over him. And the mayor of Portland, Oregon, told the police back down as long as it doesn't really get out of hand. Now, if that had been my brother, my cousin, my dad, my uncle, I'll be damned if anybody, the mayor of Portland, Oregon, or the mayor of wherever, not going to tell me, hey, don't worry about it and just back down. But see, this didn't concern them because this conservative journalist wasn't part of their family. This conservative journalist is in an area where all the liberals are at. So, and I think on the West Coast, I think Oregon, Washington, California, when I was listening to Kevin Slayton on his show today, he was right. If those three just went off into the Pacific Ocean, I don't think anybody would give a damn. And I'm serious, because they've created so many problems. And I don't give a damn about the problems in California. I really don't. I give about the problems in the St. Louis metropolitan area. And there's enough problems throughout this country to go around, but people never think about it until sometime it's too late. Got some more callers? Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, how you doing? Yeah, you're talking about that Kamala Harris. I know one thing. She's a hoe, a slut. She, in California, Willie Brown, who ran that state legislature, she was sleeping with him while he was married to get her way to the top. And on that Antifa, there's only maybe a 13 conservative counter-protesters, and there was hundreds and hundreds of Antifa and left-wing demonstrators. And the police stood by and did nothing because they were under orders from that socialist mayor out there. Just as Jay Nixon stood by and let the town of Ferguson not burn once but twice. You know, and these clowns, if these clowns in the Democratic Party are running, they held their hands up for giving free health care to illegal aliens, but nothing for the American senior citizens, for health care, American veterans. I mean, they are so out of it. If these young millennials fall for this stuff, God help us. You know, what happened to the old American thing where you work hard, you know, we all make mistakes? You know, I understand young people make a mistake once. You know, help them with their kid. Let's say we ain't going to give you a check for while you lay around opening your legs to have kid after kid. What other country would do stuff like that, Bob?
Yeah. You know, Jim, I read that article about Antifa this morning, And I was so, so pissed because I thought to myself, number one, how can anybody, how can any jurisdiction, whether it be local, state, or federal, let that crap go where I don't care if it was conservative or liberal, I don't give a damn. They let a journalist get the hell beat out of him because they don't agree with his views on the world issues. And other than just argue with him, other than just fight with him, they go ahead and let him get his ass beat. So, Jim, thank you very much for the call, buddy. I sincerely appreciate it, as always. But it is amazing. It is amazing. They let this crap go. But if it had been a liberal that got the hell beat out of him by a group of conservatives in Portland, Oregon, it would have made national news. Not only would have made national news, it had been all over, and there may have been fights all throughout this country just because a liberal got the hell beat out of him. See, that makes it a big deal. But if a conservative gets the hell beat out of him, at the end of the day, and I'm being facetious, of course, but I would say at the end of the day, who gives a damn about a conservative because we don't need them around anyway. And again, I'm being facetious because I'm a true conservative and I appreciate the liberals' views on a lot of subjects, but I'll be damned if I'm gonna not let them just talk me down but then wanna beat my ass. Are you crazy? This is America. This is not Russia. This is not a third world country where that crap goes on and nobody says anything, but it does. And until people like me and you and everybody else comes together, it's going to get nasty. I see in New York where Cortez, that no count, no good for nothing, out of control United States Congresswoman, how she talks her crap, says she went to the southern border and saw women drinking out of toilets. She saw this, she saw that. I guarantee you, none of that is true. And a couple of the real newspapers actually put in, they knew this wasn't true. They had no proof. But if Cortez or if Kamala Harris or if one of these really left-wing liberal idiots want to put something out, you know, these newspapers, well, I call them newspapers, but they're really not newspapers. These printing rags, put it out there. People read it. They think about it. They don't research it. Then they run with it. Then the next person runs with it. And the next person. And before you know, it's all over the country that the immigrants were drinking out of toilets. And again, there's no truth at all of that. But Cortez, you know why she's doing all this crap in New York? Because she has funding. She's going to get reelected time after time after time because she's in a district that thinks that way. And that's okay. But you don't take a small, small congressional district, elect somebody, some ignorant, crazy liberal bitch. I think she may be a lesbian, which doesn't make her bad, of course. But I don't think she gives a damn. All she wants to do is stir up crap. And I think that the people in her district know exactly what she's doing. And I don't believe she will ever go any further than the Congress lady from her district. And maybe that's all she wants. But it just amazes me going from a bartender to a congressperson. And then not only she go from a bartender, which is great because they know a lot of bartenders, great people, but she's going to become a congresswoman and then she's going to start talking all that crap. I don't think she knows what she's talking about. I don't know where she's getting her information, but I tell you what, most of it's not truthful. And I think most people know it's not truthful. They listen to it, but you know what happens? These rag newspapers, they start printing it like it's truthful. People start reading it. They won't go any further. They're not like me and you, and they're not going to research it. They're just going to take it for granted if it's in a newspaper, if it's on radio, if it's in television, that it's true. And it just pisses me off that we let that crap happen. But again, you can read about Cortez in any of these newspapers. It's like every day she's got something more to say. Every day she has something that people aren't really going to believe, but they do believe it because it's in the newspaper. And it just kills me. how we're letting, and even if it was conservatives, I would say the same thing, how we're letting them get to us without us researching. Both Democrats and Republicans, men, women, black and white, after you hear something, then after you've totally researched it, if you come up with that same decision, that's on you. But don't take somebody's word for it, just because, don't even take my word. What do I tell you, good people? I want you to always, please listen to what I have to say. I don't say believe what I have to say. You've never once heard me say believe what I have to say. I say listen to what I have to say. Then after you listen, if you jot it down, if you research it, do a good research, then you're going to find out what I said was true, not because I said it was true, because I researched it and found it to be true. And I think you intelligent people out there, there's a whole lot of intelligent people, I think if we'd all get off our asses, Democrats, Republicans, men, women, black and white, that this country would be a lot better off. It says in one of these articles that lawmakers call facility for migrants, call them disgusting. Now, you can say anything's disgusting. Disgusting to one person may not be disgusting to the next. But they want to play that crap all the time. They want to talk about how disgusting it may be, how disgusting it was. And again, maybe to one person it was disgusting, and to another person it was great. But there again, Cortez, she's down there from New York, and she talks about that, she called it a vulgar, disgusting, and vile operation. Vulgar, disgusting, and vile. Now, everybody knows that congressional people were going down there. Everybody knew a couple weeks ahead of time that they were going down there. And then for somebody at the end of the day, and especially Cortez, to say, we were down there. How disgusting was it? We could barely take it. Now, a lot of people are going to say, oh, I know she's not lying. I know she's telling the truth. And that's a damn lie. If you research it, if you go through all the crap on the internet, you'll find out what she said was not true at all. You know, she uses that word disgusting and vile, but it's not in that place to use. But again, she's used it. Who's talking about it? Who's saying that she's right? All the liberals. But don't believe the liberals. Don't even believe the conservatives. Research for yourself. And when you research for yourself, you're going to find out that most of the time these liberals, and I can't say, and I want to take that back, most of these time, everybody on both sides of the political aisle put more into a story than should be in there. And once they put one lie, two lies, three lies into a story, the story is no longer a valid story. You know, it's like a story with a little bit of truth. And if you can't get a story with primarily the truth, there's no sense of even addressing it. But it's amazing. It's amazing how it goes on and on and on, and we let it go on. It just, I can't understand it, but, you know, crap happens. We're going to take a break momentarily. Before we do, and you know I'm for law enforcement 1,000%, and I read some articles yesterday about Michael Langsdorff, who was with the North Cooperative Patrol in St. Louis, and it says, over 17 years as a police officer, he paid his respects to colleagues who had died in the line of duty, just as they did for him on Monday, part of the pageantry that comes with the community's final salute. You go all through this article, and I know I'm going to piss some people off, but I got to be real. We went where duty called, big letters. I'm sorry, he went where duty calls, great big letters, Martyrs Pack, Cathedral Basilica for police officers' funeral. Now, that was great, and he should be respected for that. But never, never once in this article, front page, top fold in today's paper, was there anything said about the situation he was in as a St. Louis police officer, where they allegedly, I say him and a few other officers, allegedly faked their overtime to get overtime pay, to get, I guess, double time and a half. But it's amazing that when people want to give you the best light, they give you the best light. And I'm sure that Officer Langsdorff's family appreciates it, and I'm sure all law enforcement appreciates it, but they have to sit back. They have to sit back and say, what about after 17 years, Officer Langsdorf getting caught up in that situation where, and I believe it was theft of money for not doing the overtime, not doing the double time and a half, not doing the things that he and four or five other officers said they were doing. Now, he didn't keep his job. The one was found not guilty after a big trial, and the rest of them, I believe, just quit because they didn't want to take the chance. They didn't want to take the chance on them getting convicted. So I believe that's what Officer Langsdorf did. And again, I want to send my condolences out to his family. I want to send my condolences to all law enforcement because he was part of the law enforcement community. He was part of the law enforcement community, and he deserves all the credit for being a police officer. And again, for somebody to say he was a police officer, we want to salute him for that. But you know, with all good, there's some bad. And I don't give a damn if it was Officer Langsdorf or if it was me or anybody else out there that was ever a police officer. Sometimes it's not pretty, and sometimes you do things that you wish you hadn't done when it's all over. Let's take one more call before we go to break. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Yes, I like to talk about all these lies the media puts out and everything. There again, it reverts back to all the lies that Nazi Germany was putting out. Joseph Goebbels even said that was Hitler's PR man.
Yeah.
Okay, he said, you get a lie, a big enough lie, and you tell it often enough, and people are going to believe it. Just like they burned down the Reichstag, blamed it on the Jews. Okay, the rest is history.
Right.
You know what happened.
Right.
Okay, well, then they're doing the same thing today. The media is doing the same thing. And this Antifa stands for anti-fascist, and they're the biggest fascist group in the United States today. And it's called Cortez. New York is a sanctuary state. So you see who she's candidating to.
Yeah, you know.
And you name one state or city that was run by Republicans that when Democraticans flourished.
You know,
you can't name one anywhere.
Ed, you know, I say that all the time. I say, give me a state or a city that was all white to turn black, and this is the same situation. And I agree with you. And I'm not saying it's totally true because I'm sure there's a lot of Republican areas that are not as good as they should be. But Ed, thanks for the call. We're up against a hard break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was pumping,
hey, yeah.
And everybody having a ball.
Hey, hey. I tell the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Yes, we're not. We're not going to take it anymore. It pisses me off. I think it pisses everybody off. And, you know, you sit there and think about it, and you think, why can't people just be decent? Why can't people have opinions, opposite opinions, and not have to fight, not have to shoot somebody, not have to kill somebody? You know, it never used to be that way, but it's turning out that way. And I think if we don't come together, it's going to get worse. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side.
Morning, Bob. As usual, you're right.
Thank you.
I took a little bit of, like, 30 seconds to investigate what AOC was talking about, and I showed my wife. I put into Google prison toilet water combo, and up pops a picture of what she's talking about. Yeah, they're not drinking out of the toilet. On the top of the water system, it's a one-piece unit. There's a sink and there's a faucet.
Always, right.
What's that?
I said, you're right, but they never want to talk about that.
No, I emailed Fox and said, they're as responsible as she is, because it would have taken them 30 seconds to Google what she was talking about in the outer. The news media is just as bad as she is.
You know what, Steve? They really are. And if people like you sit down and take the time to do a little research, doesn't it really piss you off at the end of the day?
It does. I turned to my wife and she said, well, why didn't Fox do that? I said, because then they couldn't have all these people on saying how terrible AOC was, when they could have done a little bit of investigating and showed her to be the idiot she is.
You know what, Steve? You're exactly right. Listen, I sincerely appreciate your call. Thanks for listening and thanks for your support. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you, sir.
You know, Steve took 30 seconds and you saw what he found out. And I knew what they were saying was wrong, but nobody wants to bring it up. Nobody wants to talk about it other than me. And when I talk about it, decent, intelligent people like Steve and everybody else listening all throughout this great country, because, again, we have listeners in every state, they finally find out. And they'll tell somebody else. They'll tell somebody else. They'll tell somebody else. And when it's all said and done, I think we're going to be in good shape. I think for the 2020 election, we're going to be in good shape. And I think Trump's the only thing that's going to keep us together. And I'm not against a good Democratic candidate. But number one, there's not any in the race. And whoever would get elected on the Democratic side, it's going to be disastrous for this whole country. And it's not going to take long. It's not going to take long to get there. You know, reading up about Buttigieg, the mayor, they call him Mayor Pete from South Bend, Indiana, he raised close to $25 million in the past 3 months, he reported. And he has more than right at 300,000 donors, and most of them are not giving a whole lot of money. It says his campaign people are giving $47, $48 on the average. So it's not a big money campaign. But here's what I'd say to that, and I don't know if anybody's thought about it, or if they've thought about it, if they've taken it to any length. But a lot of this money, I would say probably the majority of this money is coming from the gay community. You know, he's no dummy. He's no dummy. He's a gay mayor from South Bend, Indiana, married to a gay guy, of course. And to get $25 million, and it's unbelievable, says he now has close, after spending whatever they had to spend, close to $22 million. And there again, where do you think that come from? People don't really know Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana very well. But you know who does know him? The entire gay community in this great United States. And that's why, if you think about it, and sit back today and think about it, that's why he's pushing that he's gay. He wanted that to come out. He wanted it to come out so at least he'd have some semblance of support when the time comes. And to have a quarter million people donating, and again, $40, $45, not a lot of money to some, but I guarantee you that the vast, vast majority of that money has come from the gay community all throughout this country. And it says here that Buttigieg is the first candidate to announce his fundraising total for the second quarter. Of course, he's proud of it. He's hoping that he can take that money and expand on it and get more gay support, which in turn may give him more straight support. But it says there are countless primary voters who are leaning their way but are waiting to see us demonstrate that we can actually fund and build an organization before they commit their support, Buttigieg wrote in one email. And see, he's not a dummy. Nice looking young guy. He's gay. A lot of people now don't give a damn. A lot of people still give a damn. Wouldn't want to be gay, but I don't know if that would affect their vote for the for Mayor Pete of South Bend, Indiana. I think it's all or none for the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. And again, he took a lot of heat over the police, having problems with the police there in South Bend, Indiana. And I would say to this, and put it in your pipe and smoke it, at the end of the day, he will not be the candidate by any means. But what he's done by not being the candidate, he'll probably have $40, $50, $60 million in his campaign chest. And I think he knows at the end of the day, whenever his polls are not as good as he had hoped they'd be, because he'll start petering out. Whenever that time comes, he'll have all that money to down the road to run for governor, run for senator out of Indiana. So he's no dummy at all, but it just kind of pissed me off that they're playing this. And Big Bowl, Buttigieg reports raising $25 million in this quarter. So people would say, I'll be damned that this guy's doing a hell of a job. It says that his haul for the quarter was traditional fundraising efforts with wealthy donors, low dollar grassroots in quotes fundraisers, and online donations. And he's been aggressively trying to raise money. And again, I think he's going to get another good hit for a time or two, but I think before the end of the year, before the primaries actually get going, I think that he'll peter out. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because I don't give a damn who our president is, as long as he's going to do what's right. But I think that Mayor Pete of South Bend, Indiana, I think he's just played his trump card a little bit. I say a lot too early, and I think it's going to come back to bite him. Of course, again, I could be wrong. I've never been wrong in the past, but again, I'll tell you people, you never know. There's always a first time for somebody to be wrong. And I could be, but I'm betting totally against it. We're going to take a quick break momentarily. When we come back, we're going to talk about Illinois again. And, you know, they're doing all this political stuff on the national level. And so this state level crap is not getting all the, it's getting some attention, of course, but not getting all the attention it should get. But with this article, big letters, Illinoisans can exercise freedom to choose lower taxes. And they're talking about going over to Missouri. Cheaper gas is just the beginning of reasons to spend money in Missouri. And I think once this gets going, once it catches on, I think the good people of Illinois are going to understand. And I know it's a Democratic state for all intents and purposes. But I think at the end of the day, with crap like this, other crap that's going on all throughout this great United States of America, I think some of this is going to come back to bite some of these Democrats in bigger ways than they would think. Again, that's my opinion, and I think I'm going to be right. I've researched enough that I think I'm going to be right. So I'll tell you, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. I'll tell you, I'm glad that people listen, because sometimes they listen, sometimes they start researching. Then they'll get pissed off. Then they'll want to do something about it. And I always say, never, never any violence. But something's going to have to be done at some point in time. Got some more callers. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Thanks, Bob. I just had two points. one regarding the Illinois State Senator, Democrat Tammy Duckworth. I think she's a complete disgrace. I heard a speech she gave. I was driving on the way from to Chicago, and I heard her giving a speech in Springfield on the radio. She's totally against Trump, and it's just unbelievable how she uses she was shot down in Iraq, Black Hawk helicopter, and she lost both her legs. I understand, and I give her credit for her service and all that, but that's not a pass either. You can still criticize, just like McCain,
Right.
But this other thing I wanted to mention is I wanted your opinion. I don't think this legalization of marijuana in Illinois is going to work. I don't get that. You're going to have the whole state stoned, and you're going to have, it stinks. I mean, every once in a while you go to a hotel and you walk through the hallway and you can smell somebody smoking there, and it reeks up the whole. Well, imagine every public place is going to smell it. It's just going to be a disaster, I think. What do you think?
Mark, thanks for the call as always. I think this legalization of marijuana is not going to help the state of Illinois. I don't think it's going to help any state in this great country. Now, it is going to bring in some quick money, but, you can rob a bank and get some quick money, but it's illegal and doesn't make it right. And I think there's going to be a lot more bad come out of this legalization than good. I don't smoke it, and I don't give a damn what anybody does with their body, but I don't want it to affect me. And I think down the road, you're right, Mark. If they're smoking and get out and start driving, hell, that's liable to be worse than driving while intoxicated. Now, nobody knows yet because it hasn't happened, but they don't ever want to talk about the bad side of anything they bring up. All they're saying, Pritzker and Madigan, oh, what a great deal. There's going to be a lot of money for the state of Illinois. Sure, there's going to be a lot of money for the state of Illinois, but it's going to come from us. It's going to come from all of us hardworking taxpayers in this once great state of Illinois. And like the paper's saying, I've researched it, you're going to have more people moving out of Illinois every year, because it's not going to get better again. I don't know where these politicians come up with this crap, but at the end of the day, they're going to have to live with it. And I hope that it doesn't destroy this country, but it's going to be funny. It's going to be funny to see what really goes on. I read in the St. Louis Post Disgrace in their editorials by Todd Robertson, what a jerk-off bastard he is, says, nationally, the GOP continues to prevent even such wider popular common sense proposals as universal criminal background checks as a condition for every gun sale. No matter what happens, these liberal newspapers are going to take something out of context, going to take something that is out of a total structure, going to take out one sentence, two sentences, three sentences, and they're going to make it a big deal. But they have made top page on the opinion section of the St. Louis Post-Disgrace. And it's always amazing that they can find a way, no matter whatever happens, that they can find a way to make the conservatives look bad. Now, there may not be any truth to it, but when somebody reads it in the paper, Mark and everybody else that's listening, they're probably not going to research it. And if they don't research it, then they just take the newspaper's version for granted and say, hey, if they're printing it, that's the way it must be. And again, it just pisses me off, because 9 times out of 10, it's never the way that they report it to be. Now, there's some truth on the conservative side. I think the conservatives give a little bit more truth than the Democrats, but what we all have to do in this day and age is research for ourselves. And don't just research one site, because there's a lot of fake sites. Make sure you get to a good site, and when you do, research it totally, and then whenever you get off the computer, you'll be able to give a honest decision after you've made that decision. Don't let somebody else make a decision like that for you. But Mark, you're right, this legalization of marijuana, I don't think they give a damn at this point. I don't think Madigan and Pritzker and everybody else on the Democratic side, I don't think they give a damn. But what you'll have to remember, they talk about all the billions of dollars that we are in debt. The Democrats, other than for Rauner, have actually controlled most of the state for more years than not. They don't want to bring that up. They don't want to bring up Quinn. They don't want to bring up all the Democratic governors that they've had that have created a big, big portion of this problem. They want to blame everything on the Republicans. And apparently, it seems to be working somewhat because they keep doing it. People keep reading it, unless people just read it and say, well, I'm reading it, but I'm not believing it. And that could be part of it. Well, it's about time to go, people. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about, again, about Kamala Harris, about how she wants to be called black now. When she's got a father from Kenya and a white mother, and she wants to say that she's an African-American. I think they use that term too loosely, and I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good for anybody. So, as always, let's continue. Let's continue this struggle, people, and it is a struggle. Let's continue this struggle to fight these ass white bastards. And there's some bad Republicans. Don't think that all Republicans are good, because there's some bad Republicans too. There's enough shame and blame in this game, this political game, to go around. But let's continue to unite. Come together, black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans. Let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastards on both sides of the political aisle. And at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. We have to destroy them. They're continuing to destroy us, destroy our way of life. And when I say destroy, you know I mean no violence whatsoever. We have to destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting
America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio. And we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
And now, the warning. I'll be back terrorizing the airways tomorrow, so you have been warned. Tomorrow, come back and visit me right here on the dark side.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.